はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようブラジリア、
ちぐさです。
ジュンです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 110. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, Chigusa-san, Jun-san, have you seen all the videos we've been getting?
Yes.
Thank you everybody out there who has submitted one. I mean, they're starting to pour in and they are good.
They're really good.
They run the whole gamut of emotions. Scary, funny,
right.
Amazing, great, but... With that said, every single one of them we loved.
Yeah, they all look so time consuming.
We want to thank you so much for putting the time in. Chigusa-san, let's give everyone a big thank you.
どうもありがとうございます。
You really make our days. Every time we come in, I'm going to get caught up here talking about the videos, but I just want to say every time we come in and we get a new video, it is just amazing. We go through it, everyone gathers around.Really amazing work that everybody out there has been doing. With that said, two more days, guys. Two more days to get your videos in. Now, we're really excited about the next episode of I Love coming up, so we need your help. Two more days. Get them in. I've noticed, though, that a lot of girls asked about submitting a video for Yoshi, but so far, nothing.
Oh.
So, we'd like to see something from you girls out there.Okay, with that said, we're talking about conjunctions today. Another good conjunction, talking about sequence. Before one does something, doing something else. As always, please listen to the conversation. We're going to go through it slowly and then once with the translation. All right, here we go.
夏休みの旅行に出発する前に最後の確認です。
はい、よっしゃ。
戸締まりはしましたか？
OK です。
お金とパスポートは持ちましたか？
OK です。
子供たち
いるよ。
おばあさん、おばあさん、
あ、ちょっと待ってください。
やっぱり私は嫌われ者ですね。わざとでしょう。
そんなことないです。行きましょう。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。夏休みの旅行に出発する前に最後の確認です。
はい。よっしゃ
ー。戸締まりはしましたか？
OK です。
お金とパスポートは持ちましたか？
OK です。
子供たち
いるよ。
おばあさん、おばあさん、
あ、ちょっと待ってください。
やっぱり私は嫌われ者ですね。わざとでしょう。
そんなことないです。行きましょう。今度はピーターの英語が入ります。夏休みの旅行に出発する前に最後の確認です。
This is the final check before we leave on summer vacation.
はい、よっしゃ。
Yes, OK.
戸締まりはしましたか？
Did you lock up?
OK です。
Check.
お金とパスポートは持ちましたか？
Did you bring money and the passports?
OK です。
Check.
子供たち。
The kids?
いるよ。
We're here.
おばあさん。
Grandma?
おばあさん？
Grandma?
あ、ちょっと待ってください。
Hang on one second.
やっぱり私は嫌われ者ですね。
Just as I thought. I'm a hated person.
わざとでしょう。
It was on purpose, right?
そんなことないです。
That's not it.
行きましょう。
Let's go. So, Jun-san, let's ask Chigusa-san what she thinks about her husband in today's dialogue.
旦那さんについてどう思いましたか？
ひどいと思いました。
Translation, please.
I thought he was horrible.
Well, doesn't that depend more on whose mother it was?
Yes. Quite so. But in either case, like, forgetting the grandma is so horrible.
Honest mistake. Come on, it happened.
No. It shouldn't happen.
Yes, it shouldn't happen. Jun-san, what did you think about the husband's behavior in the dialogue?
悪くはないと思いますよ。
Not too bad.
How come? Don't you like your grandma?
Not too convincing there, Jun-san. Okay, on to today's vocabulary. First word, Chigusa-san, onegaishimasu.
最後
Last, final.
最後最後
Can you give us an example?
最後の言葉
Last word. And I believe this is also the name of a movie, Dear Beloved. Next we have?
最後のチャンス
Last chance. And if you noticed about these two examples, what preposition is in between last and the noun?
の
So the pattern is?
最後の
Something something. And you would place the noun there. Now, if we want to use it as an adverb,
最後に
as in,
最後に生き残る
the last to remain alive. Lovely example, Chigusa-san. All right, let's move on to Jun-san for the next one. Jun-san, お願いします。
確認
confirmation.
確認確認
Now,To make this into a verb, we add
する
and this would mean to confirm. Can you give us an example?
Chigusa-san, 明日の予約を確認できますか?
はい、できます。
One more time, Jun-san.
Chigusa-san, 明日の予約を確認できますか?
Miss Chigusa, can you confirm tomorrow's reservation?
はい、できます。
Yes, I can. Also, we have
確認済み。
Chigusa-san, can you translate this?
Already confirmed.
Finally, we have an expression that you may hear if you are a customer. This expression is?
ご確認ください.
Please confirm. So, Chigusa-san, what situations would this be used in?
こちらが領収書です。ご確認ください.
Here is your receipt. Please confirm it. Or please confirm the contents. One more time, nice and slow, please.
こちらが領収書です。ご確認ください。
Next we have
閉じまり
Locking up
閉じまり閉じまり
Chigusa-san, can you give us an example?
家の閉じまりを忘れました。
I forgot to lock up the house. This can be used in the case of just houses?
Or buildings.
What about apartments?
Sure.
Okay, so the whole thing together, just not a door or a window...Everything.
Right.
How do we say lock the door?
ドアの鍵をかける。
One more time, slowly, please.
ドアの鍵をかける。
Okay, how about a car?
車の鍵をかける。
And the noun plus the possessive comes before it. How about in the case of a window?
窓の鍵をかける。
So, things that get locked?
鍵をかける。
Next we have...
嫌われ者
Hated person
嫌われ者嫌われ者
Jun-san, can you give us an example sentence?
彼は仲間内では嫌われ者です
He is the hated person inside our group Nice example, Jun-san. One more
嫌われ者は性格の悪い人が多いです
Many hated people have bad personalitiesAnd finally, in today's short vocab, we have...
わざと
On purpose.
わざとわざと
Can you give us an example?
ちぐささん、今日お金どれぐらい持ってますか?
持っていません。
え、なんでですか?
使いたくないからわざと持ってきませんでした。
なるほど。
One more time?
ちぐささん、今日お金はどれぐらい持っていますか?
ちぐさ。Today, how much money do you have with you?
持っていません。
I don't have any.
え、なんでですか?
Huh? Why?
使いたくないからわざと持ってきませんでした。
I didn't bring any on purpose because I don't want to use any. And finally we have
夏休み
Summer vacation
夏やすみ夏休み
We're talking about it this week because a lot of people have summer vacation because this coincides with
お盆
And actually sometimes it's called
お盆休み
And yes, most of our staff is on summer vacation. All right, with that said, on to today's grammar point. Today's grammar point is a conjunction
前に
which can mean both before and in front of. Today we're looking at the first meaning, before. Chigusa-san, what do we have in today's conversation?
出発する前に
Before departing. Now the way we construct this is, we take the plain non-past of verbs And we attach
前に
For example, before meeting
会う前に
Before eating
食べる前に
Here we can see the plain non-past plus
前に
And this is used as a conjunction between the subordinate clause and the main clause. Something the subject does precedes something else. Chigusa-san, can you give us an example?
海外に行く前に私はパスポートを取りに行きます。
Before going abroad, I will go to get my passport. How about another example, Jun-san?
食べる前に私は手を洗います。
I wash my hands before I eat. Another way to form this construction is with nouns. Noun plus the possessive.
の
plus
前に
For example, how do we say before class?
授業の前に
The word for class?
授業
Plus?
の前に
There it is. Again, stop by JapanesePod11.com. Much more information inside the PDFs, inside the Learning Center, tests, questions, stuff to bring it all together. You definitely want to check this out. With that said, that's going to do it for today.
またね。
またね。